This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Cross. 8 people have been killed in a terrorist truck rampage in New York City.
The incident took place at 3 o'clock on a crisp, sunny afternoon less than a mile from One World Trade Center. The pickup rented from Home Depot entered a popular bicycle path that runs along West Street, the broad boulevard that rims the Hudson River. The truck raced a half mile south, running over riders and pedestrians before it crashed into a school bus in front of a high school that was put on lockdown. A law enforcement official says the driver was heard shouting, "Allahu Akbar," after running out of the truck. He was shot by police and arrested. In addition to the dead, at least a dozen people were hurt, including 2 adults and 2 children on the school bus. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump says the GOP will roll out a historic tax overhaul proposal this week.
There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. It's cuts and it's relief and it's also reform. And frankly, it's also simplification. So we're covering everything.
The president says he'd like Congress to move quickly.
I want the House to pass a bill by Thanksgiving. I want all of the people standing by my side when we get ready to sign by Christmas, hopefully before Christmas.
Mr. Trump says he thinks some Democrats will back the tax overhaul. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Chief of Staff John Kelly's description of Confederate General Robert E. Lee as honorable was an attempt to show that history isn't perfect.
All of our leaders have flaws. Washington, Jefferson, JFK, Roosevelt, Kennedy, that doesn't diminish their contributions to our country, and it certainly can't erase them from our history. And General Kelly was simply making the point that just because history isn't perfect doesn't mean that it's not our history.
Congressional Black Caucus Chair Representative Cedric Richmond criticized Kelly, saying he needs a history lesson. The L.A. Dodgers have forced a Game 7 of the World Series, defeating Houston last night 3-1. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself going deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Google's self-driving car spinoff is accelerating efforts to convince the public that its technology is almost ready to safely transport people without any human assistance at all.
Waymo, hatched from a Google project started 8 years ago, showed off its progress during a rare peak at a closely guarded testing facility located 120 miles southeast of San Francisco. That's where its robots complete their equivalent of driver education. The tour included giving more than 3 dozen reporters rides in Chrysler Pacifica minivans traveling through pseudo-neighborhoods and expressways that Waymo has built on a former Air Force base located in the central California city of Atwater. The minivans smoothly steered the roads without anyone sitting in the driver's seat. Keith Peters reporting.
Police Tuesday rescued a 70-year-old teacher who was held hostage by a parent at a Riverside, California school for nearly 7 hours. A short time later, a man was brought outside and taken away in an ambulance. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The EPA chief looks to replace agency science advisors.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt is out to replace experts who advise him on science and health issues with new board members holding more diverse views. In an announcement by the agency, Pruitt suggests many of those on the 22 separate advisory boards are potentially biased because they have received federal research grants. He says he now wants advisory committee members who are financially independent from the agency. He adds he will name new leaders and members soon to three key panels, science, clean air, and the Board of Scientific Counselors. Tim McGuire, Washington.
CBS says it's investigating a sexual harassment allegation against Jeremy Piven. The star of HBO's Emmy-winning Entourage is accused of groping an actress and reality star. Hollywood has been on the lookout for such sexual harassment allegations lately. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, the terror suspect, as you heard Rob say, identified as 29-year-old Saifulo Saipov, an Uber driver, truck driver in the country on the diversity visa program. Our live team coverage continues with Garrett Tenney, who is live for us also in Lower Manhattan. Garrett, what else do we know?
Well, Heather, investigators are trying to learn a lot more about what happened over the recent months that changed him from what friends described as a very kind, very normal individual into someone that would carry out this kind of attack. You heard Rob mention that most recently this man, 29-year-old Saifulo Saipov, lived in Paterson, New Jersey with his two wives and kids. He has previous license in Tampa area, Florida, so we know he's been there as well. He's been in the country since 2010. He mentioned he worked as an Uber driver as well as a truck driver. At this point, it's not clear that he has any kind of extensive criminal background, though in 2015, we know that he was fined by Highway Patrol in Missouri for mechanical issues with a truck that he was driving, and he was arrested in October of 2016 for failing to pay that fine. He was released on bond, and then he never showed up for his court appearance, and a friend of his from Tampa, when he lived there, described him as very friendly, a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. Clearly, something changed since then, and there are a lot of questions into what caused that, if there was any radicalization that took place, as we often see in these lone wolf attacks. But there are also questions now about the visa program through which he came. And Mark Levin talked about that last night on Fox News.
50,000 people a year coming here through the diversity visa program. Because the diversity visa program was set up, you see, to make sure that underrepresented countries can send their people into this country, too. And he did that in 2010.
Yeah, we know Saifulo Saipov underwent surgery yesterday for two gunshots he received by the police officer that stopped this attack. And he's expected to recover, and police are going to have a lot of questions for him in the days ahead.
Well, the terror rampage in New York, an update there, and with us right now, do we have John Guandola with us, connected already? All right, John Guandola is with us, counterterrorism expert. John, of course, created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C., founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks, as always, for having me.
Well, John, what do we know so far?
Well, we know that a Muslim waged jihad against non-Muslims and killed them in New York. We know that our leaders are again scrambling, and our media, to find a motive of how did he get radicalized. It's so confusing. It's not that confusing. Mm-hmm. This is what's taught at the majority of Islamic centers and Islamic organizations across the United States and, by the way, in North America and Asia and Africa as well, And so this should be no surprise. I'm the understanding the threat is a little perplexed at why there's so much confusion by our leaders, but I guess that's the nature where we are in today's society.
Yeah, when you try to understand the threat, John, through the lens and filter of political correctness, you have modern day America.
Well, right, and the problem is we have leaders who make ridiculous comments like, no idea why he would do this. I just listened to a news report about 60 seconds before we went on the air, and of course they're saying, he seemed like a normal guy, and all of a sudden he just snapped, right? Another guy we call him hair trigger moderates, right? He's a normal guy right up until the time he kills people.
Right.
He's a moderate, nice guy. But there was a report in media that he was very religious. Very religious guy. What religion was he? He was Muslim. He learned Islam, and he learned it correctly. Mm. And I challenge your listeners, as I always do, and other listeners, that if you can find the version of Islam, the authoritative book of Islamic Sharia, that says something other than jihad is warfare against non-Muslims and it's obligatory till the entire world is under Islamic rule, we have a standing offer. We'll give you $1,000 and we'll stop briefing it. But until that day, we're going to keep briefing it because it's the only version of Islam out there, and it's why they teach it to their children. And so I think it's time we just, I've been saying this for about 12 years, so I would say it's way past time that we actually decide to address the threat.
Yeah, it's like
the mosques are the incubators for all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, how many more people have to die? I mean, it's no surprise here that there's a truck. He also had a knife. So, this is very similar to what's been happening in Israel and in other parts of the Middle East, where they have moved to using cars to run people over, the car intifada, and, of course, the knife intifada. So it is amazing that you have, like you say, authorities who want to act surprised.
Yeah, and I want to be clear about this one point. This information that I'm talking about Islamic law, is easily identifiable, is easy to find, because if you go to any mosque bookstore in the United States and you buy one book of Islamic law, it says it. And if you buy 10 books of Islamic law, it says it. And so when a person has a duty, like a security duty, a national security or a duty at the local or state level to protect the community, and this information is a part of what they should know as a part of their duties, not to know it is unprofessional. To be unprofessional and Americans be dead because you're unprofessional, in our law, our legal system, that's called criminal negligence.
Mm-hmm.
And we put doctors and lawyers in jail for that. And I think it's way past the time that we put people like Mayor de Blasio, who's coddling and providing aid and comfort to these enemies, and now New Yorkers are dead because of his behavior. Literally. He is supporting jihadis, and now New Yorkers are dead. He should go to jail for that.
Well, John, to your point, New Yorkers are the ones that voted Mayor de Blasio into office. And there's others around the country who are voting, people that are like-minded, who are participating because of political correctness or whatever you want to call it. The ironic thing about all this is that if it was a Christian church, they would be on top of it. But because it's Muslim, it's like all of a sudden, there's barriers to entry that somehow are acceptable in Christian churches and Jewish synagogues, but not in Muslim mosques?
Well, right. But again, that goes towards how we're addressing the threat. And it's why, at Understanding the Threat, when we talk to groups, and we're in Texas right now, for the last few days we've been teaching both law enforcement and citizens, is that, number one, if this is going to change, citizens are going to have to force the change. And if citizens in places like Dearborn and Minnesota and Minneapolis, St. Paul, which are, in our opinion, completely enemy-held territory, if they're going to keep, but citizens are going to allow this, then they're going to get what they get. And So they need to decide. These are innocent victims who are the victim of leaders like Mayor de Blasio. And yes, I understand people voted him in, and so they have some culpability in this. But legally, he can be held legally accountable for this.
Well, John Guandolo is with us. He is a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, and author of the newly released Raising a Jihadi Generation. More from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We continue to talk about what happened yesterday with the car intifada. And John Guandola, I don't know how else to place it, but that it is a car intifada, similar to what's been happening in Israel, in the Middle East. And interestingly enough, that this gentleman even had a knife. So he was out to do some damage. There was no doubt about it. But, you know, what seems rather odd is that he had a paint gun and a BB gun with him. I mean, was he trying to do death by, police suicide here, assisted suicide with having, you know, such weapons that, outside of the knife, how is he going to protect himself?
Yeah, not sure about that. Not sure what the pellet gun and the paint gun are for, other than what we have seen in cases is that those are used for these guys to do training.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that in a number of cases. I was actually involved in one of those cases in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area when I was still in the FBI. But why he would take it on an operation, I don't know. Come to be seen why he did that, but I really do want to reiterate that what we are seeing is just like using the vehicle, which we've seen in the United States before on occasions dating back to not long after 9/11 in California, where a Pakistani Muslim killed one person in Fremont, California, and injured, I think, 14 others by plowing his car into them while saying Allahu Akbar. We have the student from the University of North Carolina in 2006, I believe it was, who drove over 9 students and said he did it because he's Muslim and it was a requirement. So it's not new. We are seeing quite a bit of it in Europe. But all of this, again, is lawful under Islamic law, lawful in Islam.
And if we're not going to go to the source and check it out and blindly go on, President Trump is the one who's been, raising the alarm, responding to Main Street America, says, look, we got to do something about it. He's tried to vet these refugees and immigrants coming into the country, and we have activist judges. I mean, this lies on the doorstep of these activist judges, doesn't it?
Right. Right, and you've got, but I want to remind, your listeners that the President of the United States could order the executive branch to do these things. He doesn't need a federal judge to give him the checkoff.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we're waiting on a judge to say it's okay, to me, it just is part of the problem.
Well, I mean, he came in the office, trying to get this changed, and they've held this thing off. There's no sense of urgency, and meanwhile, we've had another 8 American citizens die because of this.
Well, right. But we've had American citizens continue to be killed across the United States on 9/11 when the government failed to protect us then. Because you look up through 2001 to today, and the number of attacks in the United States, the number of jihadis that have been arrested and killed, and you've got the FBI director, previous FBI director Comey, saying there are over 1,000 open cases.
Exactly.
Of just Islamic State jihadis. Now, those are cases. Those are not individuals. And you've got the complete, you look at the news today, and the complete lack of understanding from the FBI on this threat. And this is the problem.
John, they can't even manage these numbers, and meanwhile, there's no stopgap. I mean, they continue to flood in. The mosques continue to do what they're doing. They're raising and indoctrinating jihadis. And, the other thing that astounds me is that this Home Depot renting a car to somebody with an expired driver's license. I mean, that's unheard of.
Well, yeah, I mean, and my guess is there's going to be some liability there. But, it's again, I don't blame Home Depot, and I don't blame, individuals in the store. Yeah, they could have, yeah, guy has an expired license. The problem is we're not addressing the the problem.
The core problem, right.
Solutions.
Sure.
The core problem is what he did is lawful in Islam. It's being taught at mosques all over the United States. It's being taught by the prominent Islamic organizations. You have a terrorist group, Hamas, terrorist group, doing business as the Council of American Islamic Relations, a block and a half from the congressional office buildings, the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., and they're allowed to wander freely around Washington, D.C., not prosecuted, and there's enough evidence to indict them today. And, you know, here we are almost 10 years later after the largest terrorism financing trial in American history, and the evidence in that trial shows the CARE is a terrorist group, is a Hamas group, and still not indicted. And so this is where we are, and people need to be held accountable for this.
And it only says that look at we keep doing the same thing, and meanwhile they keep expanding their efforts. And let me ask you this, John, for this gentleman, I mean, like in Israel, is this man's family going to be supported because of his conduct, his conducting of jihad here in America as well?
Well, he'll certainly be supported by the Muslim community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we see over and over.
So he's rewarded for this. So we know that people do that which they get rewarded for in their faith. That is clear. And so, it only tells you that we're going to get more of the same.
Well, that's right. And under the Sharia, our, quote-unquote compassion is perceived on the other side as weakness. And under Sharia, the weaker we are, from their perspective, it means they're winning, and so they're required to fight harder, and so they will, and so they are. One only has to look at Europe and see complete neighborhoods, towns, and quite frankly, in some cases, countries that have been overrun, and they won't recover in the next, 50 years.
Without a doubt.
Because these governments have totally surrendered.
Exactly. Well, John, last time we talked at length about the Las Vegas shooting. What do we know today that we didn't know several weeks ago?
Well, I'd say what we know publicly is there's what I call an eerie silence about the Las Vegas attack. And since we talked, obviously the Islamic State has on more occasions claimed the attacker as their own, claimed this as an ISIS Islamic State operation. Now, we also have a claim from Ed Klein, the former chief editor of the New York Times Magazine, whose book has what he says is a verbatim report from the FBI that leaders from Antifa met overseas with leaders of the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, which, if that's true, goes to something that understanding the threat has published, that the worst scenario in Las Vegas is that it was a joint Antifa-Islamic State operation. We're not saying it was. We have publicly been on record for several weeks, really since the day after the attack, that it was a jihadi operation. But if there's an Antifa angle, that would certainly be bolstered by this report. But again, we have not confirmed that this FBI report is official. But for a guy like Ed Klein to publish something like that and it not to be legitimate would be a first for him. So it's likely that this is legitimate.
John, does the court start to listen a little bit more closely to Donald Trump's pleas?
Well, I don't know. Those people who are Marxists like this judge, logic and reason is not enter into their decision making process. So I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
Without a doubt. Well, John Guandolo has been with us with Understanding the Threat, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, author of the book Raising a Jihadi Generation, Worldwide Who's List of 2014. John, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the update. It's 29 minutes after.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Fall is here, and that means it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the colder months as well as for the holidays. Just like you maintain your car, you need to maintain your home appliances and systems. As the nation's number one provider of appliance services, Sears Home Services suggests routine maintenance to help make sure your appliances run smoothly. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Help avoid breakdowns during the busy holiday season by maintaining your appliances properly. Clean your refrigerator's condenser coils twice a year, as dirty coils can lead to expensive repairs and cause the fridge to run inefficiently. As the weather gets colder, the last thing you want is for your heating system to conk out. Avoid this issue by inspecting the air filters in your furnace monthly during the fall and winter, and replace it if it's dirty.
Purchase needed maintenance parts via SearsPartsDirect.com. Or, if you prefer, do it for me, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall. There, you can schedule home services and learn about seasonal offerings. To learn more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
Sometimes, life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have around the country or even via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, is with us. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am doing great. It's so good to be with you.
Here for the ride. Lest we lose focus with all this stuff and the maddening things that are happening around this country of ours, let's keep our eye on the ball of tax reform, huh?
Exactly. We have to do that. And I'm sure your listeners are a little bit disappointed, as I am. I was looking forward to the bill for that coming out today, mm-hmm. but it seems like it's going to be tomorrow instead of today. And we need a simpler tax code that reduces rates and grows the economy. And I think that's where we're headed right now, which is a good thing for all of us.
Well, no doubt what seems to be the focus of President Trump, he says repeatedly, is a middle class tax break. And of course, Chuck Schumer et al. Wants it to look like it's more advantageous to the wealthy. Again, we're back into tribalism and this caste, perspective that the Democratic Party wants to continue to throw, and at the same time talk about unity. I mean, how do you speak out of both sides of your mouth? I mean, you just listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they'll give you a black belt lesson on how to do that.
Exactly. That is exactly what will happen. And so we have to make sure that we get that middle class tax cut. And I think that we're going to, the way that it's going to happen is people will be able to keep more of their hard earned wages. So it in essence will wind up being as if we're getting a tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, by simplifying the code, it means that we won't have to worry about going to hire accounting professionals or software to take care of dealing with our taxes. So it saves us time and money when it comes April 15th each year.
Well, why can't we? I mean, that's been the question, for years. Why can't we simplify the tax code? I mean, for all the shenanigans that goes on, you got to hire somebody else and pay hundreds of dollars to get your, even the most simplest of tax reports filed. You've got to go through all this dance, Jenny Beth, and it's like, look at the people who have the money, they're working the angles anyway. And, the idea is that they're avoiding, taxes. Look at like anybody, we want to pay our fair share. We don't want to pay any more. We don't necessarily want to pay less for the most part. I think there's the general sentiment, but, it needs to be fair. And I think this is what Donald Trump has said. He said it on the campaign and continues to push that idea. And of course, the Tea Party Patriots and other fiscally responsible groups are in agreement with this. So now let's work it out. Let's not shoot it down before it comes down like the Democratic Party. I mean, where are they chiming in? Where is their solution to tax reform?
As far as I can tell, they don't even have a solution to tax reform. They don't want to say that they want taxes to go up, but they certainly have had their opportunity in years past to reform the tax code, and that has never been a priority for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the opportunity right now. I think we're going to wind up with a good bill. We're going to have to work to get it out of the House. I think we've got a much better chance of getting out of the House, and then we're going to have to focus on the Senate again. And
mm-hmm.
you and I both know that's where a lot of
bills go to die.
Action has gone to die this year, so we
right.
have to just make sure we keep the pressure up because this has to get done. The Republicans have no choice but to get this done. They must get this done.
Well, whether it has to do with health care or any bill, it seems that the focus on perfection is compromising a good bill. I mean, we've got to move this. We've got to move this along here. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever. I was a little disappointed, Jenny Beth. I don't know about you on the corporate tax rate to start with. When the president introduced the idea of 15% and then came back later and said, well, I always had in mind 20%. Well, okay, whatever. But, I think 15% would have been very aggressive. Boy, it would have had a lot of companies not even thinking twice. It would be a no-brainer for them to bring their businesses back to the United States. At 20%, we're going to get a good portion back. I think that's a positive sign. I think the other opportunity is how to repatriate that I've heard from $1 to $5 trillion of offshore money that could be coming here to the United States to help with infrastructure.
Right. We need to repatriate it. We need the rates to be low enough that people want to continue to do business in this country and to make profits in this country and bring them back here so they can reinvest them here. And that is what I know that's one of the big things that President Trump cares about.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of his entire America First agenda. You have to have jobs and a growing economy for the country to be vibrant and to put the citizens first. And that's part of what he's working on. And I've especially heard Kellyanne Conway in many interviews talking about what repatriation is and why it's so important, bringing those profits back from that American companies have made overseas, bringing that money back here to be reinvested here in America rather than leaving it offshore.
Yeah, as if we don't have some sort of, I don't want to say right necessarily, but it does seem like that, for lack of a better word. I mean, these are American companies that have grown their business, their ideas here in the homeland. They took them away from us. They moved away, you know, for some right reasons. And that is that, America wasn't very inviting, you know, to business. I'm in California right now, Jenny Beth, and the state of California has done everything they can and could do to chase business away. But yet the governor wants to pretend, and the Democratic run state wants to pretend that they're creating new jobs and they're so much better than they were. They're not even back to zero yet with all the businesses that they've chased away and all the jobs they've lost. But they're deluding themselves.
That is exactly true. And that's what we've seen. But if they really were doing so well, I don't think we would see so many companies from California leaving California to go to Texas and to go to other states. I live in Georgia, and the filmmaking industry in Georgia is booming.
Exactly.
And that's happening because it's much friendlier to business, a state that's much friendlier to businesses than what California is.
Well, businesses, new business especially, it's all the backbone. It is the engine of this country. And for the first time in a long time, Jenny Beth, I mean, I've had, at least a half a dozen conversations with different banks, and they're excited. I mean, they see what's on the horizon. People are dreaming again. They're starting up new businesses. This is an exciting time, and we need to continue to do what we can to promote that and get more people participating here, because, the fact of the matter is that for a long time, too long a time, Jenny Beth, as you know, we were taking, qualified tax-paying citizens out of circulation here. And we've got to repatriate not only the money overseas, but I would say repatriate people who have dreams and ambition and the wherewithal to help carry the load and to, elevate their own families, don't we?
That is exactly right. And I think that this tax reform package is going to give us all the ability to pursue our dreams, businesses and families and individuals. And that's what we need. We need to do that in our country.
Exactly. And as we've talked about, this is a government of for, by, we the people. That means we've got to keep the pressure on them. And how do you suggest that, Jenny Beth?
Well, if you want to work on tax reform, specifically, go to our new Tax Reform Coalition. It's taxreformcoalition.com. Taxreformcoalition.com. We're doing weekly briefings and giving you the latest information about the tax reform bill so we can get this passed before the end of 2017.
Got to keep the pressure on. Jenny Beth Martin, President, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392.
800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you know where you can go, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. With us right now is a legal analyst, professor, just a wonderful human being, by the way. I do want to add that. The one, the only, James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. My head's spinning with all the stuff going on. I mean, you know, we got baseball games, NFL, trying to figure out that you take one knee, no knees, stand up, sit down. I don't know. It's just it's absolute chaos. And, of course, we've got the initial indictment coming out from the special counsel, Robert Mueller. And surprise, surprise of all people, the Wall Street Journal saying, look, we got to get Mueller out of there. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is saying he ought to recuse himself.
Yeah, actually, what they said is that he ought to resign. And what's important to know is two events occurred right before the news of these indictments leaked.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we had them leaked to CNN.
Right.
As an exclusive story on Friday.
Did Donna Brazile pick up that leak, or who picked up that leak?
Yeah, really. That's a good question, yeah. But the interesting thing, okay, the two events were that the Wall Street Journal, which is known to be an anti-Trump publication, in no uncertain terms said that Mueller must resign. And the reason that they brought up was the fact that Mueller is inextricably bound up in the two scandals that most of the press were forced to run with. That is the Fusion GPS, the fact that they were paid for by the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee, and that the FBI had conducted for years background investigation into the criminal behavior of Russians involving bribery, extortion, money laundering that sought to get our U.S. uranium supply, and that centered around the sale of uranium one, and Mueller was the FBI director at the time. This requires looking into the FBI. He cannot be independent. So the Wall Street Journal said he should step down. These stories were circulating, and the Democrats were trying to come up with a spin. And all of a sudden, the news of the indictments leaks out on a Friday dump.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl Atkinson, who many of your listeners may
right.
know.
Yeah, she's been with us many times.
Journalist.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
With CBS, right.
CBS News. Uh-huh. She, on her Twitter account, I saw that she essentially said, if you think this is a coincidence, it's not. I mean, she wrote, if you think that it was intended to dominate news coverage and drown out the talk of Uranium One, you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing legally for people to understand, that a grand jury is an important part of our system, and that federal law says a prosecutor may not only not leak evidence, but they cannot leak even the information that a grand jury exists. Now, we know this is violated all the time,
right.
But this indictment was sealed. And when an indictment is sealed, that is rare. And the judge is ordering that it be kept secret. Somebody leaked this. Fox News says it's very likely that Mueller's office leaked this. And this is consistent with this kind of behavior we've seen, this heavy-handed behavior, where we know that Mueller's office, the guy, the main target of the indictment, was Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager. They basically conducted a pre-dawn raid, picked the lock of his house, stormed his house without any notice whatsoever, the kind of behavior they would do for a drug dealer or a racketeer. And then they indict him. And I read the indictment. It has absolutely no connection with the original mandate of Mueller. It has nothing to do with contacts or collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the Trump campaign, except that it's targeting someone who used to work for the Trump campaign, which leads to an inevitable conclusion that what they're trying to do is squeeze.
I was going to, that's
pressure.
What we have reported. Yeah, exactly. Bring him in, see if they can flip him. And, you know, the thing about this whole situation, James, you've read it. How many times is Trump's name in that indictment?
It's not there. And
surprise.
And what are the charges, okay? The criminality, of course, basically what Paul Manafort did is he had a firm that worked for people in other countries and was paid. Okay, and the money went into a foreign bank account. Well, that brings up filing requirements, and there are three of them. One of them involved him registering as a foreign agent, which he didn't do. The other involved registering that he had, at least filing, that he had these foreign bank accounts that he didn't do. And the third involves what we all do, his tax returns.
Right.
So this is a filing charge. And at least to their credit, they didn't make him do a perp walk.
Yes.
But they're throwing out a filing charge. And it may come down to the simple fact pattern that Paul Manafort, his money was earned.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not like the fact the people that he earned it from, but he was in that business. And he didn't report it. And it may just, so it may be that that's what it's about. It's a filing charge. And clearly this is a form of prosecutorial squeeze.
Maybe he can ask for some errors and omissions like Tim Geithner got, right?
Yeah, but what's amazing, that's right. But what's amazing is we have real, actual evidence of collusion.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, of course, this collusion involves significantly more money and involved the sale of 20% of America's uranium. And we also have collusion, a dirty trick during the campaign, acquiring this dossier, which depended upon Russian officials. So the actual collusion exists, Moreover, Manafort was dealing with the Podesta group, and now Tony Podesta has resigned from the Podesta group, but there's no pre-dawn raids, and there's no indictments, and there's no talk of indictments. So there's a one-sided investigation, and where's Jeff Sessions?
Exactly. Well, that's the big question. He's been MIA, I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's missing in action. He is looking on milk cartons. I love that. You're exactly right, James, because he's the one to hold up the other end of this. I mean, and it's not like like Mueller in treating Manafort or anybody else for that matter, kind of like the way Hillary was treated, where, you know, Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, is meeting with the husband unit on a tarmac and I telling her God only knows what, telling him, and then they meet with Hillary, and nobody's taken notes, supposedly, and this is all part of the pre-investigation to decide whether or not she's to be indicted or not?
Oh, I mean, it was clearly either the most inept investigation ever.
Now, you're a professor, and a legal analyst, and you're a professor in a law school. How do you tell your students about this? I mean, how do you break it down for them?
No, I mean, it's embarrassing. Look, it supports the idea that so many of us are disgusted with.
Well, this is corruption. This is flat-out corruption. I mean, how do you accommodate corruption?
Exactly. We don't have one criminal justice system right now. We have two. And for ordinary people, there's one set of rules. Mm-hmm. And for people who are like the Clintons or like the Obamas, we now have another scandal that arose today. And that is evidence that Barack Obama had an entity that paid roughly $1 million to the same law firm that was used to basically commission Fusion GPS to start the dossier. So it may be that it was a purchase by three entities, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, and a Barack Obama entity. I mean, it's embarrassing, and it's embarrassing that people on the social media are asking over and over again, pleading, how are we going to get justice here? We have all these pieces of evidence pointing at the Clintons, pointing at members of the Obama administration, and perhaps pointing to Obama himself. And basically what we have now are congressional investigations going. We have several. You know, we got Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy in the House, Charles Grassley in the Senate.
Yeah, but how much subpoena power do they have, James? I mean, there's only so much they can do. You know, GPS comes in, pleads the fifth. You know, you got all this plausible deniability that takes place, which the Clintons have affected and been able to weaponize. And, you know, here's the situation. I mean, what is Barack Obama going to say? That it wasn't me, it was the kids. They kind of, you know, took this money out of their piggy bank and commissioned it and thought they were doing me a favor.
They're all saying that now. I think there's as much as $12 million that went to this law firm that was used to acquire the dossier, and nobody knows about it. $12 million is a lot of money.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people who know. But, you know, to your answer, you know, right now, how can the American public have faith in the Republican Congress to do these investigations when they failed miserably on every single investigation they did during the Obama administration?
It does come down to courage, doesn't it, James? James, we're going to have to leave it there. We'll pick it up. I'm sure the story will continue, and so will the saga. And part two will come up next week. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch.
buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?